Oh, great. Another corporate hellscape. Just what I needed.
Hey, everyone. This is Emily, your new tip. Emily, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Emily. I like alone time and silence. Let's all pretend we're thrilled to meet each other and move on.
Right. Well, here's your cubicle. Let me know if you need anything.
Great. Fuck, I'm already so fucking dumb. Huh? Oh, hey. Yeah, didn't see you there. Lurking like a fucking creep. What? Nothing. Yeah, I guess we are cubicle neighbors. Or whatever the fuck. Wait, that's such a weird term for it. Huh? Am I look throwing you off or something? Listen, this is as business casual as it gets for me, so get used to it. Especially we're gonna be working next to each other. Are you just gonna stare at me the whole shift now? How about this? I'll answer all those questions bouncing around in your pretty little skull right now. Yes, all the piercings hurt. Same with the tattoos. No, I don't care if you think they look good or not. Does that answer everything? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, this is so interesting, but I kind of have to get started on my work now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Sorry. What? Oh my god. Look, I'm not here to make friends or join your office softball team or whatever, okay? I'm just here to do my job and get paid. Let's just keep small talk to a minimum. I'm not great at it anyway. God, what now? Oh, you want to give me an office tour? People don't usually get lost in offices. I think I can figure it out. Listen, I get it. New girl, weird look, you're trying to be nice. Gold star for effort. But trust me, I'm about as interesting as beige wallpaper once you get past the eyeliner. So let's just focus on our data entry, right? Yeah, super thrilling stuff. Actually, wait, since you're in such a helpful mood, I have a question. When's our government mandated freedom? Our break, when's our break? Yeah, I just started working here, what about it? No, seriously, when's the break? At one? Okay, cool. Go for lunch. I'm good. I'm just gonna stay back, probably curse at my computer and talk to myself a bit. I think I really need to talk to myself. I need to have some really important discussions. Yeah. No, really, I'm fine. I brought my own sad excuse for a meal, so yeah, nothing says living the dream like a squash sandwich that I probably won't have an appetite for, and energy drink that's gonna give me some heart palpitations. You know, gonna make things interesting. Okay, look, I appreciate the welcome wagon, really, but I'm gonna get to work now. So, yeah, talk later, I guess. Oh, you again. Yay. Thought you're off to join the lunchtime cult, hmm? Change of heart. You wanted to welcome me in. How sweet. I looked lonely. It makes you think I don't like my own solitude. Uh-huh. Sounds more like you didn't want to be seated alone at a restaurant. You're being kind of needy right now, don't you think? This job, it's a dream. Yeah, I wake up every morning just itching to fill in spreadsheets. Can't you tell? It's chill or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure. No, I'm not really hungry. Oh, what? You have a problem with my lunch just being an energy drink? What next? You'll sit outside and scold me every time I take a smoke break? Gonna start a wellness committee to give me an intervention? Didn't mean it like that. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy. Wow. Okay, you know, for someone who, like, claims to be welcoming, you're kind of ignoring a lot of social cues here. Yeah, I was definitely reading in case the book in my hands wasn't obvious enough for you. So I don't know why you think I'd want to be practice for whatever LinkedIn be the change you want to see in the workplace post you read this morning, but like, I really fucking don't. I just want to read my book. Yeah, I'm not here to star in like your office sitcom fantasy, you know. You don't have to leave, just like be less of a fucking nuisance. You know what, let's play a game. Yeah, it's called silence. You're losing, by the way, so why don't you eat your food quietly. Jeez, chewed out like that and you still stay just because I told you to. You're in desperate need of a backbone, aren't you? Either you're a glutton for punishment or... Actually, no, that kind of feels like the only explanation. Congrats, you might have just piqued my interest. You probably should be scared about that, though. Hey. You wanna see something cool? You wanna see pictures of my tarantula? She's literally just the size of your palm. Don't be a fucking pussy. Fine, breathe. Eat your sad little sandwich. Try not to choke on your desperation. You know, I didn't catch your name. You told me already? Oh, oops. Tell me again. Actually, you know what? Actually, I think I have a perfect name for you. Yeah, I'm getting strong Fido vibes. You know, like a puppy. Always following me around, begging for attention. Oh, did I offend you? Your voice just hit a pitch only dogs can hear. How fitting. You don't have friends in the office, do you? Because if you did, I don't think you'd be sitting here taking this. Anyway, you're pretty different from a lot of them. They're all like normy and confident and have that demeanor that comes with being taken care of your whole life. I know what's going on here. You saw the weird girl and thought fresh meat. Hate to break it to you, but your desperation is showing. Yeah. Did it occur to you how creepy it would be to latch on to the only woman not in her 50s here? No? Shocking. And you're used to being talked down to, huh? I mean, I'm a complete stranger, and you're letting me do it with no protest. It's either that or you like it. Or both. Might be both. What is it, huh? Oh, denial. Oh, that's not gonna last long. You know, the door's right there. If it's too much for you, you could always leave. Staying put? Interesting choice. I guess we'll see if my theories about you are correct. This could be kind of fun. Hey, quick question. If I check your screen while you're working, am I gonna see one of those cringy, "Oh, you're such a good girl for me" videos playing on the other tab? I'm just asking. You seem the type to kind of need constant validation, so it seems like your type of video. If I say, "Does someone want head pats?" are you gonna burst the blood vessel? Oh my god, your face. The fact you knew what that meant. Oh my god. Oh, whatever. You chose to sit here, and you chose to stay, so enjoy your lunch, Fido. Try not to beg for scraps. What I do outside of work? Wow, personal questions already. Well, clearly, I sacrifice small animals and have S&M cult orgies. I mean, what else? hang out. Oh, honey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I haven't decided if you're worth my time yet. Just take it easy, okay? Relax. We've got time. I'll let you know if I ever want to see your face outside of this badly lit nightmare. Right now, I'm undecided. Yeah, so quit being so mind-numbingly boring every time you talk to me. I don't know, surprise me. Tell me your deepest, darkest fears, your childhood trauma. Anything's gotta be more interesting than your current small talk. Oh my god, no, I was joking. Don't actually tell me that stuff. Jesus, learn to read the room. Pull yourself together, okay? You're lucky you're cute, or this conversation would have ended ages ago. Yeah, I said cute. Chill out about it. At least try to pretend you're not starved for compliments. Well, your face froze and you smiled a little before you scrambled to try and hide it. Yeah, you're easier to read than my book. Yeah, whatever, sure. Keep telling yourself that, Fido. Hey, you got any gum? Yeah? Wow, look at you finally making yourself useful. No, I just asked because I was curious. Yeah, obviously I want a fucking piece. You know, I was really excited to play that game called Silence. Yeah. So why don't you be a good girl for me and play well, hmm?